VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Key U.S. senators said Tuesday there was overwhelming evidence that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the killing of a dissident Saudi journalist inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul in October. They rejected President Trump's claim that the case against him wasn't convincing. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a prominent Republican senator, said there's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
If the Saudi government is going to be in the hands of this man for a long time to come, I find it very difficult to be able to do business because I think he's crazy. I think he is dangerous.
Graham said he went into the briefing with CIA Director Gina Haspel, believing it was virtually impossible for the Khashoggi killing to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. He says he left the briefing with high confidence that his assessment was correct. Tens of thousands of Israeli women protested across the country Tuesday, calling on the government to do more to stop domestic violence that has claimed the lives of 24 women and girls this year. The women blocked roads, shut down universities, even temporarily stopped working at Ben-Gurion Airport, Israel's main international airport, causing delays. President Trump met with executives from three top German car makers, BMW, Daimler, and Volkswagen, at the White House Tuesday. All sides are hoping to avoid a European trade war. The White House says Trump shared his vision of all automakers producing in the United States and creating a more friendly business environment. But in an earlier tweet, Trump called himself a tariff man. This is VOA News. Ukraine says Russia